Get SinoFresh today. It works. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the gentleman behind the website, thedetroitbureau.com. The publisher, indeed, will be joining us, and he is also a noted automotive journalist writing for many publications around the world. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. The number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or anytime you can shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. A couple of quick items of business here. First off, if you've won a prize of the pack passed and haven't received it yet, shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com, and we'll make sure and remedy that problem. Also, if you are on Facebook, Auto World Radio now has a page on Facebook, so if you're into that thing, we would very much appreciate you becoming a fan of the show via the Facebook page. And also, when you get a chance, check out my own brand new website, which tells you about some of my other radio activities as I continue to expand my horizons. It's BobLongRadio.com. I'm going to ask my producer, Matt, at GCN to fix something because I'm getting myself back in reverb, Matt. So there's a little button out of place, but it won't stop us from moving forward and talking with the man himself, the publisher of thedetroitbureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how you doing?
Bob, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about the New York Auto Show. The show officially wrapped up today for the public. The press days were held just a little while back. What were some of your personal favorites? Some of the good, some of the bad, and some of the ugly.
Oh, my gosh. There were some interesting events and plenty of new product there. One of the things that I found very interesting, and I'd love to get some feedback from some of your readers, if you don't mind, on one particular thing. Before I fully weigh in with my own judgment, I'd love to hear what people are saying about the Hyundai Equis. For those who aren't familiar with that, that of course is the new ultra luxury car that Hyundai is getting ready to bring out. You may recall that Hyundai did win North American Car of the Year for their Genesis just a little over a year ago, and now they're planning to move up market with an even more expansive entry. This one not going after sort of the 3 to 5 series BMW class, but actually going to take on the likes of the Mercedes S-Class, BMW 7, the Audi A8, and so on. This is pretty interesting to me. I'm really intrigued to see if people buy this or they think that, oh, come on, you've got to be kidding. This is just not what Hyundai should be doing.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting move by the company. And, Paul, they certainly have chocked the vehicle with features. It's got a lot of really cool stuff. Of course, it's got a rear-wheel drive architecture, V8 engine, and lots of electronic goodies, including some power-activated reclining back seats.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles, like the Audi A8 and the like. So they're doing something very interesting here. What I find particularly intriguing is that rather than trying to find some new technology that is so far over the top that they can somehow get a little bit of a jump on the likes of Mercedes or BMW, one of the things that they're going to try to do is deliver the sort of service experience that people don't normally expect. Certainly don't expect from a Hyundai, but even would expect from a high-end luxury car. For example, if you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equis models, but you don't have the time or just don't want to go to a showroom, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there. And they will do a pickup and drop-off of a vehicle for service at your home or office.
Wow.
While the car is being repaired or just serviced, you will have waiting for you to play with while your car is in the shop. You'll have a Hyundai Genesis.
Oh, that is cool. Good stuff, Paul. And certainly, stylistically, it doesn't break any new ground, but it's, I would have to say, a pretty well-designed vehicle overall.
Well, I drove a very early version of it last August. As a matter of fact, if you go to the DetroitBureau.com and type in Equus, which is an odd spelling, it's E-Q-U-U-S. It's E-Q-U-U-S. You'll actually find my preliminary review. Now, they've upgraded quite a bit, and it appears that they're going to drop that quirky hood ornament that they had been showing us last year. You remember that?
Yes. You can get
I
was going to ask you about that.
it appears that's gone away, but you can get a look at that hood ornament. Matter of fact, weigh in whether or not you think they should be using it. Just, again, go to the DetroitBureau.com. We'll have some pictures for you. There were some other vehicles at the show which also showed just how aggressive the Koreans are. As you may recall, Bob, there were two. I know you were very busy on the air there, so I don't know how many of the events you got to. But let's see. We had Hyundai not just showing off their first ever hybrid, a version of the Sonata that featured a very different front end, a very aggressive front end, but also a turbo version. And then we had, five models, or four or five new products that came out of Kia, its sibling. And as a matter of fact, I think one of the most striking vehicles at the show, I'm looking at a picture right now, was the 2011 Kia Optima, a midsize sedan that is certainly not the sort of also-ran products that people had long expected from the Koreans.
So true. Peter Schreier, of course, is now the design director for Kia and has worked with such companies such as Audi and really is beginning to show his influence here in the company with this vehicle in particular. I know he worked on the Forte and the Forte Coupe with a K, but it's a good-looking vehicle, Paul, definitely, and the Koreans continue to be a big story.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the stories that seemed to generate a lot of interest that we ran on the site, I was able to get a couple of the Kia people to admit to me that the hamsters are coming back.
The commercial that was so popular with the Soul, they're bringing it back, huh?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that won the TV Spot of the Year award from the Nielsen advertising people, Nielsen Automotive. Of course, the same people that operate all those boxes that tell us what people are supposedly watching. Well, I'll tell you what, I question sometimes whether Survivor or American
yes.
Idol really are popular as they say. Maybe that's my own taste, but I have no problem believing that people voted the hamsters the best ad coming out of the auto industry this last year.
Very interesting. Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. If you have a question or want to chime in on any of the vehicles we've talked about so far, want to talk about Toyota stuff, we're definitely going to be doing that in this hour, 800-259-9231. Speaking of Toyota, it seems the Scion brand of Toyota always has an interesting product unveil when it comes to New York Auto Show time, and this time around they came out with the IQ, which was originally a Toyota badge product.
Overseas, yeah. Well, they're going to need something smart, let's put it that way, so they have to increase their IQ, so to speak. Toyota was really counting on the Scion brand to get it going with young people who had largely written off the brand. It's funny, but generations move from product segments and brands to other ones, and sometimes something that was very hot one year can die. Look at Pontiac. Remember when mm-hmm. our generation just thought Pontiac was the hippest, hottest thing, and just died. Well, people forget that Toyota was really not doing very well with the young people. We can talk about that when we get back.
Absolutely. Lots more straight ahead with Paul Eisenstein right here on Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away. from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sure, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. We're telling you about the recently concluded press days of the New York Auto Show for 2010. And before the break, we were talking about how Toyota was hoping to lure younger buyers into the fold with the Scion brand. And after an initial positive start, Paul, they definitely have had a struggle. I know the TC, which was also unveiled in New York, the latest rendition of that, has been their best-selling vehicle, but it has definitely been an uphill battle for the folks at Scion.
Yeah, it's really sad, isn't it? Because that was one of the success stories of the last, let's just say the mid part of the last decade, when they came out with that first generation XB, the very boxy vehicle. They almost redefined what the auto industry was about, especially for young buyers. And they've had a couple of things that have done reasonably well besides that, like the TC. But the Scion brand just has not really been able to connect in the last few years. And I think part of the problem was that they redid the XB, the box, and got it wrong. They made it bigger, mushier, softer. It just lost that sort of coolness that had really worked for it the first generation. Well, now they're going to have to try it again, see what they can do, and we'll wait and see. They're going to be coming up with a few new products. One of the important things that they're going to be doing with the Scion brand is they're breaking the rule. It was an odd decision, but they had this policy in which they would only do three vehicles at a time, as you know.
That's true.
Yeah, for some reason they had just decided the magic number was three. Well, the reality was there was nothing magic about it, and now with the addition of the IQ, they're going to be bumping that up to at least four vehicles, and there's a possibility they could even expand beyond that.
Dimensionally, how does the IQ measure up to like the Mini?
You're reading my mind. Well, it's smaller than the Mini by far. As a matter of fact, it's not much bigger than the Smart car.
Wow!
I've got to say, quite honestly, I expect it to be a better vehicle. Smart has been one of the big disappointments, as you know. And after an initial burst of interest right after it came to market, about the same time that oil prices shot up to $4 a gallon, the Smart 4.2 has collapsed, and we need to talk about Smart. So let's make sure we don't forget about that before the end of the day, because, you know, there was big news on that last week. But the IQ is 10 feet nose to tail with just a little one-tenth of an inch longer than that. And it's a curious design. They call it a 3+1. It has offset seating so that they make it very comfortable for three people, and if you need, they'll squeeze in four. I don't want to be the fourth person.
You're officially on record on that one, Paul.
Absolutely. I don't want to try to be that one, but you know what? I've got to say it's an intriguing vehicle. Whether it will really connect is unclear, but this is part of that whole new trend towards these urban vehicles that everybody seems to be betting on as being the hot new trend in the market. We'll see. We'll see.
Definitely. Lots of hybrids, of course, introduced in New York City, including as you mentioned, the Hyundai Sonata, along with the first ever Lincoln hybrid, the MKZ. Lexus had their CT200H, and Porsche took the wraps off their Cayenne S hybrid, which utilizes some pretty fancy technology.
Yeah, what was real intriguing, I should back up for a second, this wasn't the first time we saw the Cayenne hybrid. We saw it, reported on it, in fact, on thedetroitbureau.com last month from the Geneva Motor Show, where we actually got to see not just one, not just two, but three different Porsche hybrid technologies. Now, the one that they have in the GT3, their race version of the Porsche 911, will be a very unusual technology. You'll never see it on the road. It uses a flywheel, and the idea for that is to just come up with some extra boost when you need it, when you, say, come out of a corner or onto a straight, and it's designed for very fast acceleration. It's not necessarily designed for mileage, obviously. The Cayenne is a fairly conventional, what they call a full hybrid, though it's interesting because in certain conditions you can actually go to electric power. It speeds up to almost 100 miles an hour. But it is a relatively conventional hybrid that way. The one that's really intriguing is the 918 Spider, which I think you discussed on the show close to the Geneva. But for those who aren't familiar with it, it is a plug-in hybrid, and it shows just how serious the folks at Porsche are. These folks are not just simply saying, "Oh, we're going to play with this technology as long as we have to, just to make public relations news." But it appears that Porsche is very, very serious about getting into the hybrid world.
Very interesting, definitely, and somewhat of a surprise to some. Speaking of surprising, let's talk about some of the funky vehicles in addition to the IQ introduced at the show. One of them definitely has to be the Juke from Nissan. What's the deal with this, Paul?
it's a quirky vehicle. I don't know what to say about the Juke, except that it appears that Nissan is looking to go for an even more over-the-top design. How else would you describe it, Bob?
It's really difficult to design, and the name Juke is definitely, I think, going to have some interesting acronyms thrown around it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've already heard several of them, and none of them are we going to come up with on the show today.
Let's talk about another interesting offering from the Infiniti brand. They've gone with a little different direction with the latest QX56. They've made it more Ford Flex-like, although it's still built on a truck platform.
Yeah, I have to say that from long conversations with a lot of my colleagues after all the reveals were done, including one at a fairly lengthy dinner where we went around the table asking everybody to come up with their two favorite and two least favorite vehicles, while there were one or two people that liked the QX56, I'm afraid that it was not one of the favorites. I don't believe that vehicle is quite resolved the problem that Nissan has had with that design. I'm just not sure it's going to click.
Mercedes introduced a new rendition of their not-so-popular R-Class vehicle. Let's talk a little bit about this offering, Paul, because it hasn't sold very well. Is this a vehicle that Mercedes really needs?
That's an arguable point, Bob. Probably not. It's something in between a sport utility vehicle and a minivan, and it certainly did not connect. It didn't work very well in Europe either. Some people were expecting, it'll work over there but not here. Well, the fact was, it just hasn't clicked. They're pretty desperate to try to find a way to make that vehicle come back to life.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about smart cars, and we're going to talk about Toyotas and more. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, is with us here today. We're live all across North America. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Bob Long. And, Paul, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out some plugs for the website, thedetroitbureau.com. And in addition to the cool things there, you also send out some very cool updates and emails.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Yes, anybody who wants to subscribe can get on our mailing list, whether they want to have an alert every single time a story comes out or just a roundup once a week or once a day. We put out a lot of content there, and it ranges from news to reviews, inside baseball. If you're really serious about knowing what's going on inside the auto industry, well, we keep you on top of that. We break an awful lot of news, and you'll find just about anything you need. It's probably the broadest range of any automotive site out there, not just focusing on one little niche or the other.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the situation with Smart. As you mentioned, it rolled out to great fanfare during the peak of the most recent gas price crunch, but I noticed around the suburban Boston area there are a whole lot sitting on used car lots that have been turned in for other vehicles.
It's really sad, actually, because I had expected, and I think a lot of people had expected, Smart to just click with the American public. Now, there's a simple reason why it didn't. The car, should I be totally blunt and honest?
Sure.
Okay, just not that good. It's a lot of fun, but I think a lot of people, once they spend a little time in the car, say, famous phrase? Is that all there is? And unfortunately, it just falls short in a couple key areas. The primary problem is, I think, that its transmission is rough and not exactly a great transmission. It's this electronically shifted manual, but just not a good one. And I think that the other setback for people is that it just doesn't deliver the sort of mileage you'd expect. Now, this thing is so small, you could just about pick it up and carry it, and yet it's getting only in the mid-30-mile-a-gallon range. Well, heck, you can get some of the new vehicles out there right now, not all of them even hybrids, and get well up to that with a much larger car that can seat four people. So when you add the fact that it isn't really all that much fun driving it on the freeway, unfortunately, the initial expectations were pretty well dashed, and demand has dropped. But as we should probably discuss, there's some good news, potentially good news, for those who'd like to see Smart do a turnaround.
What's going to be happening in the not-too-distant future with the company, Paul?
Well, the big news came out just this last week when we heard that Mercedes' parent, Daimler, which also happens to be the parent of Smart, has done a new deal with the folks at Renault-Nissan Alliance. That is the alliance that was formed a little more than a decade ago between the French maker Renault and the Japanese manufacturer Nissan. And surprisingly, they have been saying for quite some time that they'd like to find a third member of their alliance. And the big surprise is that the third member now appears to be, of all things, Daimler, which means that it's Smart and Mercedes brands will be working together with the French-Japanese consortium. We will see an updated version of the 4-2, the little two-seater from Smart, and then a four-seater as yet unnamed, though I have a feeling they'll probably come back with the name 4-4. And
yeah,
those vehicles will be based on the Renault Twingo. Renault will be taking the lead in that project.
Interesting. And let's bring folks up to speed on the latest with Toyota. Interesting note that if you log on to Paul's website, thedetroitbureau.com, you've got a story there that Toyota is now going to do direct reach out to consumers within 24 hours of an incident. Tell us more, Paul.
Yeah, Toyota has taken, as we all know, one heck of a hit because of the unintended acceleration issue. Now, is it all Toyota? We don't know. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about how much of this is consumer error. And very well may be that people are making some mistakes. But the problem is that Toyota knows that this is in the headlines and they've got to respond much more quickly. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But this new Smart team, as they're calling it, no relationship, of course, to Daimler's Smart car, their goal will be to respond to any report of an unintended or sudden acceleration problem within just 24 hours. That's quick, and it's going to be very interesting to see if, in fact, this helps ease the concerns about unintended acceleration. As you know, we also have two new studies underway, teaming NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in one case with the National Academy of Sciences, and also with NASA, the rocket science folks. So there's a lot of effort to try to see if people can figure out why this is happening. If there is a further problem beyond the things that Toyota has identified, or if this is just a big brouhaha over nothing.
It's also interesting to note, last week you posted a story where U.S. Toyota officials were telling the folks over in Japan, the executives there, to come clean about this. Tell us a little bit about that particular documentation which came forward, I believe, on April 8th.
Yeah, this is extremely disturbing. The fact is that it appears now Toyota knew it had a problem significantly before it went public to reveal that there was, in fact, a problem with their brakes. You know, I travel a lot, and I deal with a lot of people who have their own speculation as to what's gone wrong with Toyota. And I've heard it all, including people that like to think that, oh, this is really a government issue.
Yeah.
You know, they've even conspired. conspired with GM and the other domestic makers. And I have to stress something. As you and many people know, the Consumer Reports magazine folks are not exactly the type that go out there and get involved in conspiracies. If anything, they have been criticized over the years for being a little too friendly with the imports. They went and did a study a while ago which showed that the number of complaints against Toyota before this whole issue became public, in other words, they went back a couple of years looking at 2008 complaints before this got in the headlines, and the number of complaints involving Toyota vehicles for runaway cars was hugely above any of its competitors. So before we started talking about bankruptcies, before the government wound up with a majority share, before the headlines started getting people possibly going to make copycat reports, the fact was the complaints against Toyota were significant, and people should remember that before they start making accusations. This problem has been around for a while, and now it appears that Toyota started getting an indication that they had a problem with sticky accelerator pedals in Europe as far back as June. But they waited to the point where their senior PR guy, Irv Miller, who you know, of course, Bob, not exactly somebody who, it takes easy shots at his own company. He was firing notes off to Japan saying, guys, we've got to come clean or we're going to destroy the company if we don't go public and if we don't tell the federal government about our problems. Well, the fact is that may explain why the feds want to level a record fine against Toyota for keeping the secret.
It's going to be an interesting story to continue to monitor. If anybody has any comments or questions, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Another story from last week which caught my eye is on the Viper, end of the road for the current generation Vipers, but will there, in fact, Paul, be a successor? I've heard that there is going to be.
Yeah, the good news is that we are being told by Sergio Marchionne himself, he, the CEO of both Fiat and Chrysler, that there'll be one coming. But we'll talk about that in a moment.
Excellent. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique. We are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make sure.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. He's a publisher there, and Paul got an email question here from Henry. Henry's in Iowa listening on KXEL, and he'd like to know more about the Toyota situation and whether or not the company will receive fines. That, of course, is the big question.
Yeah, it is a question that we can't answer right now. We don't know just how much longer this battle is going to continue. And it is a battle. It's a question of how Toyota decides to go forward, whether or not they want to be confrontational with the government over this and other matters, or they decide that at this point the best thing for them to do is just look like they are trying to do everything right, even if they issue public statement saying, oh, well, we contest the fine, but we'd rather move forward, do the right thing, and get this behind us. I have a feeling that's how they're going to handle this. They'll try to put a spin on it. But the reality is, it's not the money. Remember, $16.4 million is a lot for any of us listening to the show. Maybe not for Bob, I know. I know what your income is on the show, Bob. You know, that private waiting when you get home. But it's for Toyota, which has 20 odd billion in cash readily accessible in the bank. This is not a particularly serious fine. It's both the image of the fine, and here's the real problem. What is it going to do when all these people who are planning to sue the company go to court? You can be guaranteed that if they pay the fine, or if they battle the government and lose, that all those people who are hearing these lawsuits will be introducing that as evidence that Toyota was not fully honest and open with what they knew and what they were required to disclose under the law. It's important to note that the federal rules require that if you know that there is a significant defect that would qualify as a safety-related issue that could trigger a recall, you're supposed to tell the government. You're supposed to reveal this within 5 days of having clarification. Toyota, it appears, knew months and months and months ahead of time. And for whatever reason, they'll try to put the spin, say they didn't want to concern consumers. Well, you know what? they did concern consumers, and they've made it much worse. And they saved some money, perhaps up front, but the cost in the long run is going to run into the billions, most people believe, most experts believe, in terms of what the lawsuits alone are going to cost it.
Wow. Carl, listening in Boston on the business station AM 1060 WBIX, would like to know a little bit more about the Cadillac that was introduced in New York. And, of course, he is referring to the CTSV Sport Wagon. This is an interesting offering, Paul.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing. There are so many of us in the media side who just love this vehicle. Bob, I think I remember you saying that you're also a bit of a fan. Unfortunately, wagons just don't seem to connect.
Yeah.
No matter what, year after year after year, we keep thinking, okay, wagon's going to finally come back, and I still hope it will. I truly do enjoy station wagons, but they are just a hard sell to the average American buyer, which is doubly ironic because if you go over to Europe, these things are big over there. Europeans love wagons.
I know, but it seems like Americans are still stuck with the SUV thing, no matter how you slice it.
Well, SUV or crossovers, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about, as we started to, there will, in fact, be a successor to the Viper. You were telling us that.
Yes.
You were telling us a little bit more inside scoop on that.
Well, the word from Sergio Marchionne, he is the head of Fiat and Chrysler. Since they came out of bankruptcy, as you know, they're now controlled by the Italian maker. And the word that we're getting is that they've been cagey, but not that cagey on this. And the word we're getting is that there will be another Viper based on one of the various products that Fiat's various subsidiaries produce overseas. And as you know, those subsidiaries include Ferrari. It's a complicated relationship, but that's part of the Fiat family, as is Alfa Romeo, Lancia, and, of course, Fiat itself.
So we may see a little bit of a disconnect. I don't think that there will be necessarily a 2012 Viper, but there will be one somewhere in the not-too-distant future.
Most likely. We'll leave it at that, most likely.
And interesting, too, that Ford was so proud in Detroit announcing that the new V6 engine in the Mustang putting out 305 horsepower and 31 miles to the gallon was beating the Camaro. And here comes GM back with an even more powerful variant of their V6 engine.
Actually, it's not a variant. It's the same engine.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's the same direct injected engine, yeah.
Yeah, this is the interesting thing. In the old days, you may recall when you and I were both getting in trouble, getting tickets, racing up and down whichever street we were nearby, you know, Woodward Avenue here in Detroit, Route 35, where I grew up outside of New York. Back then, the automakers would make these fantabulous claims about how much horsepower they put out. You'd throw them on the dyno and maybe, possibly, perhaps, they'd get somewhere near it, but they usually came nowhere. You know, they just couldn't match the numbers they put out. Well, these days, that lands you in court, and a few makers, I think Ford got in trouble a few years ago for overrating an engine. Mazda, I think, actually had to pay people back. They got in serious trouble when they overrated, what was it, the last RX-8?
That's right, yes.
So this is not something you do, and in fact, these days, what a lot of manufacturers will do is they underrate their engines. There's all sorts of reasons. One, to keep a little in reserve in case they don't quite match up in production. Sometimes they do it for the same reason that it appears Chevy did. The idea is that, your competitors come out and said it's got 10 more horsepower. Well, guess what? We just found another 12. that's what it appears Chevy did. They had a bunch of horsepower in reserve. Now, Bob, here's the potential scoop. I was told quite clearly by the folks from Ford when I was out test driving the both new Mustangs, the 11 V8 and of course GT and the V6, that they think they have a bunch of horsepower in reserve as well. So the question is, will they re-rate the new V6 before the 2011 model year actually begins and take the lead back from Chevy again? And one good thing for Ford is they do have the mileage lead. Chevy could not improve their fuel economy, so they still lag 2 miles a gallon behind Ford's Mustang V6.
Interesting times, definitely, Paul. And another interesting story, which is the lead story right now on the Detroit Bureau, is that the GM fuel cell production may be ready by 2015. This is a new generation of fuel cells, shrinking in size, weight, and cost. So we're still a ways off from really seeing this in the mainstream, but good news for the folks at GM.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Remember 5 years ago when every time you heard somebody talk green, they were talking about hydrogen power and fuel cells? Well, that's sort of vanished. Everybody these days talks about hybrids or electric vehicles. And, of course, a fuel cell is an electric vehicle. It just makes its own electricity on board. So a lot of the technology that's going to show up in, say, a Nissan Leaf electric vehicle or a Chevy Volt either has been developed in coordination with fuel cell programs or will be able to use that technology. For those who aren't familiar with it, fuel cells basically take hydrogen gas and combine it with oxygen. They don't burn it, but they combine it in a complex process in a device called a fuel cell stack. And that produces water vapor, the only thing that comes out of your exhaust, and electricity, which again can be used to run electric motors. It's a basic technology, surprisingly simple, but the problem is developing it, getting the cost down. Right now, a fuel cell stack is extremely expensive, and getting the hydrogen is not easy. It takes a lot of energy and so on. What's interesting is that the new technology from GM is able to produce this power that you'd need in a much smaller package. It needs a lot less platinum and rhodium and all these exotic metals to do so. It's smaller, simpler, more powerful. So it's a big step forward. And GM is saying, maybe we'll put one of these on the road as early as 2015.
Amazing stuff, definitely. And, you know, this comes at a time when, you know, we're still seeing a sluggish economy and the car sales are not where they're supposed to be. But, I mean, who would believe we'd see the kind of offers that are out there on the table right now, Paul?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I guess we'll leave people with the good news that right now you can get great prices out there, whatever you're looking for, whether it's a GM or a Ford or a Honda even.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Japanese getting out there with some of the best incentives they've offered in years.
Thank you so much, Paul. We'll visit again real soon.
Good to be with you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.